Sports. Let's talk Run and Rebel basketball.
If you gave me a choice, my first choice would have been UNLV.
Nice shot, Jalen Poyser. Rebels red hot from outside.
You know, when you go to work every day, you get a chance to hang out with some fine men like this.
Green for a three, and he hits it. Tyrell Green can shoot it.
Makes you feel good about the profession you chose.
Puts it up with the right hand and in. Nice body control by Dwayne Morgan.
Critical to me in the recruiting process that they wanted to be Rebels before they wanted to be pros.
Up ahead, Poyser, great pass. Slam!
The young fella.
We're excited about the guys we brought in. Really, really passionate guys. You know, guys that love basketball and high character kids.
This is the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car. The Marvin Menzies Show is also brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located at the 215 in South Rainbow, MGM Resorts International, a proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, and Teacher of the Game, Findlay Acura, the new definition of luxury, NV Energy, proud sponsor of the Governor's Series, because we're fans too, and by Findlay Volkswagen Henderson and Findlay North Volkswagen Centennial Hills. Now, alongside Coach Menzies, here are your hosts, Robert Smith and John Sandler.
The rodeo's in town. Always a great time of year here in Las Vegas. It means the Rebels are out of the Thomas and Mack, but well worth it. It's a huge impact and positive impact in the community, both financially and in every other way. We love having the NFR here, and Rebels sort of in the midst of their rodeo road trip, as are we. We are over at the Gold Coast tonight. The rodeo kind of takes over the Orleans. We'll be back at Bailiwick next Tuesday for the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, we'll be back at Bailiwick inside the Orleans. But for now, we are here at this beautiful new steakhouse they've opened at the Gold Coast Cornerstone. It is absolutely great. Love what the Boyd Group is doing with a lot of their properties in terms of redoing things. And this place is as beautiful as any, as they've completely redone the old steakhouse here, and it is really, really nice. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies with you. Talking Run a Rebel basketball as the Rebels in the midst of a little bit of a respite after the trip down to Tempe over the weekend. Have the week off before the big matchup with Duke over at the T-Mobile Arena this weekend, and we'll get last Saturday out of the way quickly. Coach, it's welcome. Thanks for joining us at your show. And
I was going to say thanks for joining me. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's better. Thanks for having us at your show. And I don't think anybody wearing the scarlet and gray had any fun on Saturday.
No, that was a tough one. You know, we're obviously we're in a process of growing these young men, but it's that was a hurtful loss just because of the way it unfolded. I felt helpless as a coach when guys are just nailing threes at that clip. And you got to give them credit. I mean, after I watched tape, you know, I don't think that we played as bad as I thought. I know that sounds crazy, but we just had missed assignments and missed a lot of, like, dumb things. Like, right. We did a lot of dumb things, just the environment, home. Away game.
Mental mistakes.
Yeah, mental slippage, you know. Right. Game slippage on the road is what the young fellas went through. And it was a great lesson for them. I just didn't want them to get it with an L, right. You know. And that way, I can't even remember the last time we had a team that lost by, like, what are we, the 24 or something like that? It's one game, and I have to just remind these guys, hey, listen, right. That was a bad night, and we're a better team. And, no knock on Arizona State, but, I mean, they go get drilled,
yeah.
last night, you know. Yeah. So every game is mutually exclusive. And,
right.
It's one of those deals where you just need to get back on the floor as quick as possible. I cut my recruiting trip short just so we can get practice going again. I had planned on being out for an extra day, and we got back. We had a defensive practice yesterday, which I thought went really, really well. We identified seven things that we felt were – our main Achilles heels right now, and we went through that list and worked on all of those things. Took a couple hours and did that. Did some individuals with some shots in the morning. Came back with practice in the afternoon, and did the same thing today. Today we flipped it to the offensive side of the ball and shored up some things, and also getting ready for the type of, you know, defense that Duke's going to play. So it was kind of twofold. We haven't presented the scouting report, so to speak. It was more about taking care of ourselves, but at the same time, trying to cover some things that will be in the scouting report. So we did that the last 2 days, and they had spirit today. You know, they bounced back. Yesterday was a little tough for them, but, you know, you got to get back on the floor and get right back to work.
Robert, as a player, you go through a loss like that where, you know, I mean, they were banking in threes. I think they threw one off that butte outside the arena that
right,
went in.
Right.
I mean, you know, they made a lot of shots. And as Coach said, he felt helpless. I think everybody felt helpless at a point
right,
because they were just – and it can't help but affect you. And as Coach said, learning experience, young guys on the road for the first time, mm-hmm, getting hit like that. How is a player – what are the keys to getting yourself – mentally, emotionally, back into that battle form where you're going to go out and not let it affect you long term?
Yeah, Robert, how do you handle that?
Yeah, Robert.
Well,
let me get my pad out. Hold on. Go ahead, bro.
The first thing you do is you start doubting yourself, second guessing yourself about things. But I think, like Coach said, a lot of it is the mental breakdowns that players don't understand. And while you're going over practices and coaches are telling you, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that, a lot of times players think, well, I'm going to do it my way when things start going bad, instead of saying, let me stay the course and figure things out. And that's why games like that are so important. Yeah, you take a big loss like that, but you learn so much, because when you look back at the film and you see the things you didn't do, you see that you weren't going 100%, you know, in a certain situation. You weren't in the right position. You weren't you didn't play aggressive. Now you go back and you say, I never want to do that again. And you're in a hurry to get back in practice, because a lot of players don't believe that they're playing bad until they see that film.
Well, that's you just nailed it. You know, sometimes,
see, it wasn't so bad that I did.
No. I wrote it all down. So that's good stuff. Thanks, Rob. But you know, in addition to that, I think the key is, how do you get across to your kids the importance of doing the little things?
Right.
And a good butt kicking is a great lesson.
It is. It really is.
And able to show that on film and say, hey, see, I told you.
Right.
Now I showed you.
Right, right.
So what are we going to do about it? Well, let's get back to work. And to their credit, they were very engaged in practice. They were a little – had the wounded warrior, you know, type of disposition a little bit yesterday. So mm-hmm. had to jump them a little bit. And then the very beginning of today's practice, had to jump them a little bit. But they responded, and the rest of practice was really good. So we're excited. You know, we're excited for the opportunity in front of us. We're excited for the the lessons. You know, I told them, we talked about, you know, the season is a book, you know, and I just kind of came up with it off the top of my head, but really each year is a different book, like the Encyclopedia Britannica, mm-hmm. right? It represents that year. So in that year, you got different chapters. Well, we closed the chapter to ASU. We've closed the chapter to South Alabama.
Right.
We've closed the chapter to TCU. We've closed those three chapters. We have four other chapters that read a little better, or five other chapters that read a little better, but now we're on to the next chapter and the next possession. And what are we going to do within that chapter to make the overall chapter good? Well, it's as you write each paragraph, as you write each sentence, it gets that detailed to how are we going to handle the next possession in practice. Right. And that will determine whether this game, at the end of that game, we feel like we put our best effort forward. And if we did that, then this was a good chapter. Win or lose, you know, this was a good chapter.
It's pretty deep, huh, Robert?
Deep.
I mean, that's some deep stuff there.
Did you write it down?
I soaked it in.
I still haven't got past the first chapter.
That was a South Alabama loss. Thanks for reminding me.
No. I'm just saying me.
The exhibition games for the preface.
Yeah, right. I got you.
That's right.
I got you.
You want to talk about the table contest now? That's the schedule for the year. Come on, man. The same thing. Stay with me, guys.
This analogy will carry through. I just worried about getting paper cuts along the way. But we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, start talking about this Rebel team, its current state, and getting to some of the individuals and the progress that they've made to this point in the season. Fans, remember, you can score some extra points with your team. Stop by Firehouse Subs at UNLV and load up on meaty, cheesy Firehouse Subs before the game. Serve steaming hot and piled high on toasted private recipe sub rolls. Nobody beats their roster. One bite and you're hooked. Firehouse Subs at UNLV on Maryland Parkway, one block north of Tropicana. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. Tonight from the Cornerstone Steakhouse inside the Gold Coast on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Faibu into the front court. Boy, they have Green underneath. They finally see him for the slam dunk.
That was a great pass by Uche to see him a little late, but caught him at the end.
You're tuned into the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. Alongside the coach, here's Robert Smith and John Sadler.
Back here at Cornerstone Steakhouse, beautiful spot. Opened, 2 months ago. It really is nice. Completely redone, brand spanking new, modern room. Really nice here at the Gold Coast, our home away from home. We'll be back at Bailiwick next week, Tuesday night, for the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. Rebels licking their wounds and getting ready for Duke on Saturday, the big showdown. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But, Coach, the highlight was Uche Afebu and Terrell Green. And we were going to talk about some of the kids and start with those guys. You mentioned last week that Terrell probably has been the most pleasant surprise for you this year thus far. And I think Robert and I would agree, having watched last year. And, I mean, he's in great shape. And you said it's all about buying in.
Yeah. I don't know about last year. So when I say pleasant surprise, I'm really talking about even from the first day I took over, From the first day I took over, it was very clear that he was not all in, to be politically correct. He was just, and not from a negative standpoint, he just didn't know. He was very cautious. All these guys were very, okay, what's this coach going to be about?
Right.
What's his deal? And so on and so forth. So so we had to conquer that. I think the more those guys talk to their friends that I've coached or coaches that have coached them that knew me, mm-hmm. I think they started to drop their guard a little bit and become more relaxed that, listen, you might not like everything Coach Menzies has to say, but his motivation is really good. He comes from the right place. He's got a good heart, so on and so forth. And so once I got them beyond that and got them to listen without defensively, listen or being jaded or guarded in their thought process, then I had a chance to really penetrate some of the stuff. But again, I gave some guys some credit from last year because I want to make sure that people understand, it wasn't like they weren't hearing these things.
Right.
It's just that maybe a different voice, maybe said a different way, or maybe it clicking with them. But, who knows? Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is it has been a pleasant surprise to see his development in such a short amount of time.
And I think it bears mentioning and talking about, not without casting any aspersions or blame anywhere, just the fact of these kids who have stuck around going through what they went through. I mean, 1, 2, 3.5 coaches in a matter of 4 months.
Right. Man, that's a tough deal.
I mean, and these kids, you talk about being somewhat of a father figure for them. However you characterize it, these kids have a relationship with each one of those coaches, even mm-hmm. if it's just for a day.
No question, 100%. I think that was a large reason that Jalen didn't play well at SUU.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that before the game.
Right.
But then after watching the film, I go, holy smokes, he was a shell of himself, and he's had a virus the last couple of days and has struggled physically. But today was his first full day of practice, and he was, he fought through it and he got through. But so he's starting to look like himself again. So I'm hoping that we get him back at 100%. We have him back, but I don't want anybody freaking out. Well, he's going to play, but it's just a matter of having 100%. And he was probably 85 today. So
that's good.
Yeah. So anyway.
And Uche, just to go back where we started,
mm-hmm.
a kid, a fifth-year senior, a kid who has experience. He's bounced around a little bit, but he brings some stability that you would hope that he and Chris Jones, and unfortunately we don't have Chris for a while, but Uche is such an important factor.
I just pulled out my phone, as you saw, John, because I'm going to text him right now because he had a great practice today.
Yeah.
And that's a senior moment. That's mm-hmm. one of those guys that after a loss, you need a guy that's going to say, okay, fellas, it ain't the end of the world. And that was him. That was all him. We didn't meet, but he knew how you have to have bounce back.
Yeah.
And so I actually am literally typing in my phone right now Great practice, little bro.
Hey, so Robert, I thought a senior moment is when Coach pulls that out of his pocket and he looks at it and goes, what the heck is this thing?
Or why did I pull this out of
here? Yeah, exactly.
What reason did I have?
Massage. What is a massage?
instant massage. Well, I'm glad to hear it because I think a lot of Rebel fans have counted on those guys. And, again, Chris Jones still with the foot injury is going to be out for another extended period of time. We're not sure how long. But Uche is so important to this group. You know, you watch him with the guys at practice. You watch him with the guys on the trips. He's the one who's kind of joking around. Yep. and talking to different guys. And you know, you hope that he'll emerge as one of the leaders on this team quickly.
No question. You know, there's a lot to be said for locker room management, you know, and the personalities in the locker room when you don't have a lot of leadership in there, as much as you may want to say, okay, well, we have leadership by committee or we have this or we have that. Hey, let's face it. We all been on teams or yep. associated with teams where if you don't have a couple dudes, you yeah. know, one or two or even three when you're fortunate, that have perspective and can say the right things when the coaches aren't there, mm-hmm. you're gonna have challenges because that's when the pointing of the fingers and the blame game right. and the dissension amongst the troops
yep.
and the splintering, the attitude, all of that kicks in when you don't have those guys in the locker room.
Right, right.
And you can't just point to someone and say, okay, you're the dude.
Right. No, I mean, it has to be natural.
It doesn't work that way. Who's the dude on your team?
In high school, probably Marcus Johnson and myself. And at UNLV, it was strange because, well, I take that back. Jackie Robinson was probably that guy. But
was he vocal?
Very.
Okay. He was physical.
Yeah, yeah. Physical, vocal.
Every day of practice.
But it's weird because that senior group that I was with, we all in our own way were leaders because
different style.
Exactly. Yeah. I was a quiet leader. You know, mm-hmm. I usually did my stuff on the court
by action.
Yeah. Jackie was the vocal leader. Glenn Gondrzik was the crazy leader.
Right.
You know, one
right.
of those guys that would do anything, you know, to get people's attention to say, hey, we
let's
need
go,
to come
let's
together.
Go. Right.
Right.
I heard that about him.
Right, right. Larry Moffitt, you know, he led in a certain way, you know, mm-hmm. on the court with his defensive presence, you know. Right. At 6'9", you know, he'd block shots, get us going on the break. And then he'd be the trail man on the break to finish. But, you know, but we all knew, okay, you know, certain guys were the vocal guys, and then the other mm-hmm. guys just did.
So in the locker room, Robert, uh-huh. in the locker room.
Right.
If you said – when we needed a guy to say and do the right thing, who was that guy in the locker room? Was that you?
Probably Jackie and Glenn.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was real quiet back mm-hmm. then. I didn't say a lot, but guys knew, you know, I'd come with a game face, and they knew, hey, he ready to go.
Yeah, we ready. It's on. Yeah, it's game
but,
time. Yeah.
But Jackie and them, they could get everybody together and say, hey, look, you know, mm-hmm. we're a team. Let's do this. And
Right.
And I you know, those two pretty much stepped up when it was time.
And I don't know who that guy is for us.
Right.
You know, and we've talked about this, yeah, you know, right. off the air.
Right.
And it's you would like to think it's your seniors, mm-hmm. but I'm not in the locker room. We're not there.
Right.
And things have been relatively good so far.
Right.
So now you got a challenging month of December with some great opportunities that may or may not go your way.
Right.
How's that going to get handled?
And
let's say we win.
Right.
Let's say we win. Two or three or four of these games. Let's
right.
say, okay, who keeps them humble?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Who's that guy that leads them? Because you got leaders now, but you can lead them in both directions.
That's right.
and so that's the other thing. And I don't know who that guy is yet to this day. I have an idea.
Right.
But I don't have to identify it. I don't have to say you're the captain. You're the they. It needs to happen naturally.
It has to happen organically. No
yeah.
question
yeah.
about
and,
it. Yeah.
And I think December may bring that guy out.
That's a good observation.
He may come out at this time because mm-hmm. of the situations, you know, the games that are coming up, you know. But it's funny because when you put a new group together, everybody, you know, you may have a leader, but he may say, I don't want to step on anybody's toes right now, so I'll step back.
Right.
I mean, just to put it in clear focus, the Rebels in the next couple of weeks – will play the preseason number one, number three, and number five teams in the country. You want to get the defibrillator out for Coach. You're
right.
No, I've just blanked you out because I knew what you were about to say. So I started watching the rodeo up over there.
He's interested in the
guy
rodeo.
That guy's handling that horse right there, boy.
All right, well, we'll come back and talk more rodeo in just a moment. If you're struggling like some of those guys on the bull with hip, knee, or shoulder problems, then you need experienced surgeons Dr. Michael Crivetti and Dr. Fred Baldwini at Crivetti Orthopedics to get you back in your game. Visit iCanAgain.com today. More Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Cornerstone Steakhouse inside the Gold Coast Hotel and Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Quickly up ahead, Morin. Jovan backs away on the right wing. Now he's going to try to drive out top Morgan. Morgan drives left side, gets past Villa, lets it up and in. Nice move by Dwayne to get to the rim.
Welcome back to the Marvin Menzies Show presented by Findlay Toyota. Here again with the coach, Robert Smith and John Sandler.
Back here at Cornerstone Steakhouse inside the Gold Coast Hotel and Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies talking Run Rebel basketball. Rebels off this week, getting ready for the big showdown Saturday afternoon with the Blue Devils. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But coach, something we've wanted to talk about, and an opportune time now that we got a quiet week and don't have a lot of games to talk about. Get a lot of questions around town about recruiting. In the past, there's been a lot of public information, if you will, a lot of information out there, whether it was accurate or not, about what was going on with the Rebels and recruiting. And I want to assure everybody that things are very active. It's just that there's a little bit of, there's a new sheriff in town, and there's a different philosophy about how that information is handled, and you have a different philosophy about social media and all that stuff, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to chat about that.
That's a good topic. That's a good topic. I'm glad you brought it up, because actually I don't mind discussing at least my approach to it. I'll go back to places I've been, Louisville, USC, San Diego State, here with Coach Kruger. Myself as a head coach at New Mexico State. Every place and every demographic, I think, requires a different level of attention. You do want to engage your fans. You do want to give them some things to talk about. And you do want to give them some things to engage in. But at the end of the day, you have to disseminate the information in a way that's productive to you securing players. Okay, so what do I mean by that, if that's not obvious enough? Let's say, for example, John, you and Robert and I are sitting here, and we've done this before. We've gone off air,
sure,
and we've had questions by this group of people. We got about, 30 people here tonight, and we talk to them off the air, and they might ask a question. And I see Robert over there shaking his head, because you don't mind engaging people that take a little extra effort to come to the event and give them some information. But I always use the precursor, hey, listen, do me a favor, don't tweet this, or let's not videotape this, or what have you. And I give them a little bit of information. I stay within NCAA compliance. I stay within the confines of what I can share without causing any, violations. But at the same time, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot.
Absolutely.
By over inundating the masses, the fans, the followers, with information that to make them feel good, just to make them feel good.
Right.
Oh, we're in on this kid, or this kid had a visit, or we're recruiting this top 20. Who cares? Like, to me, that can hurt you more than it can help you. Mm-hmm. It's a temporary feel good for the fan, but at the same time, it also opens up other schools the opportunity to say, wait a minute, why would you go there right now? And they come up with all kinds of just asinine things. I'm sorry to use that word, but maybe not. I don't know if I can get away with that.
You just did. It was.
Yeah.
It would have been asinine for you not to do it.
So, it's very disruptive within recruiting when you have to compete against other schools that aren't as ethical as we are.
Right.
I don't kill other schools. I don't even talk about other schools to my recruits. unfortunately, we're not in a the business of recruiting is not very ethical.
Right.
So I don't.
It's downright nasty.
It is, and yeah. So I don't give them. I don't give them ammunition. So now if that means that the Las Vegas fan base has less information than what they're used to, well, you know, you got to rock with me. I'm your new head coach, and this is how I roll.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, if I don't win, then you can be as negative as if you want to. But if I'm getting in players and we're winning games, then, you know, then let's talk about, you know, what you do know and not what you're speculating on.
I think that's very well put.
Yep.
And I think it answers a lot of questions. I really do think that people need to understand that, especially, I mean, that's a great outlook and a great approach anyway, but especially given the current state of the Rebel program, it's critically important. And if people are upset about the fact that they're not in on things as much as they would like, there's a reason for it.
There's a 100% well thought out strategic plan on not letting certain things get out. Mm-hmm. We don't call up, you know, the beat writer Mark and say, hey, I got a guy coming on a visit, or hey, this guy's a top 20 and he's, you know, he's put us on his final list, and like why do I care about that? You know what I'm saying?
Until he signs on the bottom
until
line.
Until he signs.
Yeah.
And actually, almost sometimes, until he gets on campus.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, we've seen that.
Absolutely.
You know? So when he's here, I mean, how valuable would it have been to follow the four guys that, quote, unquote, committed here.
Right.
And go out and follow them at games and give them love and, you know, show up their games and cheer for them.
Right.
Well, they never were Rebels.
Right.
And they're still not Rebels, and they never will be Rebels.
Right.
So that would have been wasted time. So my philosophy is the guys that are here on campus, let's give them the love. Let's give them the mm-hmm. the support in all that they do. I mean, our guys are running around like crazy doing community service right. and, you know, taking care of business in the classroom. And they're the ones that said yes. You know? So let's take care of the guys that say yes and right. not worry about the guys who have us on a list. You know, yeah, thank you for keeping me on your list. I mean, how much value is it to me, and let's be specific, how much value is it to me to have, and I won't mention names, but the recent local kids.
Right.
To have us on their list and not choose us.
Right.
Okay, well, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, I don't need to be on your list. I need to hear, yes, you're coming, no, you're not.
Right.
You know, don't do me any favors. I'm a big boy. I'll be okay without being on your list.
Right.
You know, and I think there were some guys that maybe have kept us around on their list, you know, that were high-profile guys because, oh, let's support, you know, Coach Menzies or, you know, or we're the local guy, or whatever, you know. It's like, you know, they're way overthinking this thing.
Yeah.
When you know we're out, I always say, and you know this, you've heard me say this,
absolutely.
John, is the best thing is yes, I'm coming, and no, I'm not.
Exactly.
You tell me one of those two things, I love you and I support you the rest of your career. But I don't need to hear, you know, I really like you. But,
exactly.
You know, well, if you either like me and you want to come, listen, we're going to get players. Like, I've never had getting players and a problem getting players. I never had a problem winning. So I don't have issues with that. So we're good. We just need to get kids that are honest, but we need to get a community that understands that I'm not your typical, you know, social media mogul. Like, I don't care what's out there in that regard.
And it you're right, and it's about the fans understanding that and understanding, as you said, the very well thought out strategic approach to not just recruiting, but to everything that surrounds recruiting. Because look, I have conversations with fans a lot, and you know, try to be honest with them, and when I tell them just the tip of the iceberg of what a cesspool recruiting can be.
Oh, man.
It just, they're taken aback mostly. They can't believe some of the things that you know, are sort of common knowledge. And
right.
I don't pretend to know a lot about it.
Right. Well, you do know a lot, but and you're privy to a lot of information that they aren't. But the fact of the matter is, you know, I'll tell you a story. I almost got out of coaching a while back. I'll just say a while back. And the reason was because the principles that exist in the profession are not ones that, you know, I support.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought was, well, let me go back to high school, junior college, whatever. That was kind of where I felt like I was making a difference. And my wife, Tammy, actually convinced me to stay in the game. And that's why I need to stay in the game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you need guys, coaches, head coaches, assistant coaches that are love their kids, that are in the game for the right reason to enhance the profession. By me leaving would not have helped the profession.
So
I ended up staying. She talked me into it, and thank God, you know, years later I'm a head coach and at a dream school, and all's good, you know, and I'm going to do what I got to do here so that we make the community proud, develop kids, and you know, grow this program to the point where everybody's feeling really good, and not just winning games, but we got the right kind of kids in here doing things the right way. So, you know, it's a process, man. But at the end of the day, John, you and Rod know, hey, listen, you got to have a plan, and then you got to work your plan. Yeah.
And so, you got to stick to your plan.
Exactly. And so that's what we're doing now. We had a plan when we hit the ground. Part of the plan was getting the staff, getting the players, you know, so on and so forth. People out there killing us. Well, they don't, you know, once as we unfold and as our product gets exposed, there will be more fans jumping on board.
Sure.
Figuring out that, hey, this is kind of the way to do it and have longevity with it.
Right.
So it's going to be a process, man, and it ain't going to be easy.
No, I mean, you know, look. And we got to take a break here in a second. But you talked about you never had a problem getting players. I want to make sure people understand that just because of the way things unfolded and the timing, when you took over the program and needed to go find 11 guys, it was after the time. It was after the designated
period,
where guys committed. So it was like, you know, everybody had picked teams on the playground, and all of a sudden, here comes little Marvin running out saying, who's left?
Right.
And you had to find the best guys who were left.
The best of the rest.
Yeah.
And we did. We found the best of the rest.
And not casting any doubt or aspersion on the guys we got. But that's the reality.
This might have been my best recruiting effort in, you know, 15, 20 years. Because I went and got guys that I think are going to end up being great Rebels.
Right.
You know, I look at Chris Clyburn and Shekna Dembale and, you know, the younger guys that I think of. And you look at even the guys that stay. When you look at Dwayne and you look at Jalen and, you know, how they finish up their careers.
Right.
You know, I think we did pretty good. Now, we're 5-3, but we're about to walk into our toughest month.
Yep.
Hey, listen, we play for conference, man.
Right.
You know, right now, that's what it's all about. We were never going to, let's be honest, we were never going to be an at-large bid.
No.
So what is the deal? Be honest with the kids. Tell them what we're playing for. Keep it real with them, and let's go in and try to make some noise in conference when no one is expecting us to. And what better way to play Duke and Kansas and Oregon, you know, and ASU on the road.
Right. I mean,
you know,
absolutely.
So it's all good. It's all good.
That's a wonderful, wonderful outlook.
I love it.
Hey, fans, Boyd Gaming, all about rodeo, NASCAR, and entertainment. Visit BoydEvents.com. We'll come back with more Marvin Menzies radio show. He's absolutely a delight to chat with, folks. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Cornerstone Steakhouse inside the Gold Coast Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
UMC offers the
NACFI with NACFI Injury Law. My team and I are focused on providing the best representation. Don't try to battle the insurance companies on your own. I used to represent them, and I know how they think. At NACFI Injury Law, we'll help you with transportation, get you to the best doctors, and you pay us nothing until your case is closed. Call me now for a free consultation.
If you've been hurt, NACFI is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
I'm John Barr, and I've got 30 seconds to tell you that for a great selection of vehicles, you just can't beat Finley Toyota. We're the largest Toyota dealer in the state of Nevada. Whether you're looking for a new 2017 or a 2016 model, a certified pre-owned vehicle, or a low-price used vehicle, Finley Toyota has you covered. Come in today and have a look around, and remember,
at Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
It is the best and closest man cave for all your viewing pleasure at the Railroad Pass Hotel and Casino in the Watch and Wager Sports Lounge. The Watch and Wager Sports Lounge has 15 big screens, beer, spirits, appetizers, and you can bet on your favorite team at the William Hill Sportsbook right inside the lounge. While you're there, check out the Iron Rail Cafe, the Boxcar Buffet, or the brand new D. Simone Steakhouse. Prime steaks cooked to perfection. Railroad Pass Hotel and Casino, just minutes south of the 215-95 interchange on the way to Boulder City.
Thank you, Las Vegas, for naming One Nevada the number one bank or credit union in Las Vegas 3 years in a row. Join us today and experience why more Nevadans are choosing One Nevada for their financial and lending needs. Open your account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Poyser, right corner to Fabo. Down low to Green. Green nice. Bounces to Morgan in the lane. Slam dunk.
And that's where the Rebels will be effective on those cuts, because they're helping out so much on the defensive end.
You're tuned into the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. Alongside the coach, here's Robert Smith and John Sadler.
Back here at Cornerstone Steakhouse inside Gold Coast Hotel and Casino, beautiful new steakhouse, fully redone, completely new, opened up a couple months ago. It's a really nice place. I suggest you make your plans to get down here at some point, because the food is really, really good, and we are going to partake a little bit after the show. But talking Runner Rebel basketball, and we were talking a little philosophically about recruiting and about running a program and running it the right way. And now, Just to kind of close the loop on that before we get back into the Rebels and start talking about upcoming game. Coach, how difficult is it to watch and to know that there are programs out there who are not only bad-mouthing your program when you're recruiting and doing whatever, but who are not running things properly, who are not doing things the right way, and I mean, for lack of a better term, getting away with it?
Well, the masses are getting away with it. So, you know, listen, it's all about the end of the day. Like, if it's something that's out of bounds, I call the head coach direct, and I just say, hey, bro, just kind of a heads up. Here's what's going on. Here's what your assistant has said. You know, I'm just letting you know. Because I know some of the times these head coaches don't know
right
what the head coaches, I mean, what the assistant coaches are saying, in a zealous way to acquire a student athlete, mm-hmm. that I'm sure that the head coach wouldn't approve of.
Right.
You know, there's different levels of salesmanship that where you kill the other school, and some ways are, you know, quote-unquote acceptable. Mm-hmm. You know, say, hey, well, they play in this conference.
Right.
Yeah, okay, well, that's common knowledge, so that's okay. You know, if you're going to put things out there that are, you're making real observations, I don't even consider that negative recruiting.
Right.
I don't do it, but I don't consider that negative recruiting.
Yeah, there's a difference between pointing out a fact. Hey, and
that's something they can find out on their own.
We do this, they do that.
And I do that. I will say, hey, listen, I realize this school is in the Pac-12 or whatever that school may be, but here's what we offer that offsets that. Mm-hmm. You know, charter flights to every single game. NBA Summer League.
Right.
USA Basketball.
Great, beautiful practice.
Thomas and Mack.
Right.
The Mendenhall.
Right.
Stop me anytime, guys.
Okay, Robert wants to sign again.
So my point is, you know, I end up always going back to selling what we have. And that's the thing, Rob, that I don't know how you were recruited in the process
right.
went through, but I know that, and my guess is you locked in to this staff that you decided to play for
right.
because of the character of those people.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people need to understand is if you learn to sell your own program, you don't have to worry about anybody else's. Like, when you come to Vegas, how many cities around the country stay open 24/7? You know, and that's what I tell people when they come to Vegas. You know, when you go on a road trip sometimes, you have to go and search for a place to eat after the game because there's nothing open.
100%.
But that's another thing that sold me on Vegas was, you know, I went to Yuma, Arizona for a year, and I knew then I didn't want to go back to any other city like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Yuma is a bad city, but I was looking for something.
You just did, but that's okay.
But I want to know, why is it always about food?
No comment. Well, you know, when you're tired after a game, you need something. You got to put something in your body. But no, like Coach said, if some of those assistants learn to sell their program mm-hmm. instead of down in another program, right. I think a kid will see and understand that better. But I understand also too that's their, you know, that they figure that's their livelihood. This is, you know, I got to do this if I want to keep my job. But
does this play into it all, Coach? If that kind of negative and some of the things that go on, and we won't even get into the really nasty stuff.
Right.
But if that appeals to a kid, is that maybe an indication that maybe you don't want that kid in your program?
Oh, man. Well, you just nailed it.
Yeah,
you know, listen, who do you win with? What right. kind of character do you win with?
Right.
What kind of, forget talent for a second. What is the mental fiber and mental makeup of championship teams? Right?
Right. Okay. And how do you but I mean,
you answer your own question.
Yeah.
There's no question, but the follow-up is, okay, so how do you find that out about a kid? In, you know, a home visit, a few conversations in the gym.
You don't.
You don't.
You know, we work really hard at recruiting the whole person. The mom, the dad, the AA coach, the high school coach, the workout guy, the X and O guy from when he was a middle school. You know,
right.
we got to recruit the whole enchilada, right?
Yep.
So you learn a lot when you do that.
Yeah.
And then what I like to do in addition is I will investigate high school coaches in the conference, and I'll talk to them. Mm. And I'll say, hey, tell me about this kid.
Very important.
And they will tell you, man, he is a jerk. Or nicest kid, came over, really respectful, they lost, gave me a great handshake. So you can find out a lot, but it takes a lot of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost a FBI investigation to get the deal. But you have to.
Yeah.
Because I'm banking on supporting my family
on these
guys.
Yeah, and we won't even get into the relative sanity of putting your livelihood in the hands of you know, 11, 18 to 20-year-old kids.
That's
right. Don't worry about that. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back and we're going to start talking again about basketball and get into what's coming up for the Runner Rebels. I want to remind you that MGM Resorts International is a proud sponsor of the Teacher of the Game, an awards program designed to honor outstanding Clark County school teachers. A longtime supporter of public education, MGM Resorts congratulates this year's honorees and wishes the Runner Rebels a winning season. Back with more Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Cornerstone Steakhouse inside the Gold Coast Hotel and Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
With the new Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. Gone are the days of watching one game while repeatedly having to check the scores of another game on your phone. The sports app is part of the new Contour from Cox. Hurry to a Cox Solutions store or visit cox.com/contour to learn more. It's cable TV reimagined to get you right to the good stuff.
Thank you. Gracias. Merci. A world of thanks, Southern Nevada. You have made Findlay Kia the highest rated Kia dealer in Southern Nevada, as listed on Facebook and Google and Yelp.
Come see a Kia.
Come see a Kia.
Findlay Kia.
For the best in customer service and satisfaction, as judged by actual customers, there is only one place to see. Findlay Kia, home to world-class Kia vehicles and the highest rated sales and service personnel. Don't settle for less.
Come see a Kia.
Come see a Kia.
Findlay Kia.
Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur.
Hi, Runnin' Rebel fans. John Sandler here for UPN. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Las Vegas or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of UNLV Athletics.
getting more than you bargained for is great. So getting AAA for just $56 a year with road service, including battery service, that's a bargain mixed with a deal inside a Total Steal. Join today and get a Rebels roadside flashlight. Visit a AAA branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/rebels. Offer good through December 31st, 2016. One per household while supplies last. Certain restrictions apply.
Poyser gets himself open for a three.
Nice.
And he hit it.
Nice.
Jalen Poyser using a pick from Dwayne Morgan knocks down the three. 34-27, back within seven.
Welcome back to the Marvin Menzies Show presented by Findlay Toyota. Here again with the coach, Robert Smith and John Sandler.
Back here at Cornerstone. Beautiful steakhouse inside the Gold Coast. Really terrific place. Brand spanking new and a great place to come on down. We'll let you know how the food is. It looks pretty darn good. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies. All right, coach. So, this game on Saturday, it was scheduled a couple years ago. The planning was put in place. Coach Rice, I know, was significantly involved in getting that game put together. The first college basketball game in the beautiful new T-Mobile Arena on the Strip. And obviously has great historic significance for a lot of Runner Rebel fans because of the opponent, Duke, who the Rebels, everybody knows, played and set the all-time record for margin of victory in a NCAA final game 1 year, and then were upset, significantly upset, the next year. And the two programs have frankly gone in pretty significantly opposite directions since that game 25 years ago. I know you don't want to make more of this game. I don't know you want to make less of it. It's a great opportunity. It's a great challenge. It'll be a lot of fun. But it's certainly not the game that maybe a lot of folks had imagined when they started talking about this game a few years ago. Yeah.
When I saw this on the schedule, even when I was involved in the search process, I looked at the schedule, and I knew most of the games. I said, boy, that would be fun.
Yeah.
And that was my thought. That's
right,
awesome.
Right.
And I still feel the same way.
No, yeah.
Man, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think you schedule games or play games for the same reason.
Right.
You know, you have different reasons you schedule them, different reasons you play them. But at the end of the day, one of the reasons that you play games, and probably the reason, is you play to win, right?
Right.
I mean, so sometimes you schedule things and you go, well, if we can get out of there with a split, you know, at this tournament,
right,
or if we can win, it's four games. If we can get three out of those four, you know, that's all on the road and we got this. But as far as why you play the game, that those reasons never change,
no.
You know, for the competitive factor, for the fun, for the love of the game, to win, you know, to get better, you know, all of that still exists, no matter why the game was originally scheduled.
Right.
So we're embracing those components of why you play the game. And we'll defer to the historical point and all that stuff. That is what it is,
yep.
And that's for the fans, and that's for, you know, it's for our players as well. But we want to represent the brand the best way we can, and that's to play for why we play the game.
Kids excited?
Yeah, I think they're pumped up. Yeah, they're looking forward to it. And Chris Jones hit me and said, Coach, I gotta play. I said, bro, unless a doctor signs off on it.
Right.
We could stick a wheel on that walking cast for you. You could skate around a little bit.
I don't know. That would be a tough one. You know, it's funny. He was very passionate about it. He tried to lobby a little bit, and you know, I listened to him. So, you know, we're not down that road yet, but
I understand.
But as a player, who wouldn't want to play in that type of game? Even win or lose, I want to be able to say, hey, I played against Duke. Not many kids can say that.
No, 100%. Yeah, I agree. You know, when we scheduled Duke at New Mexico State, we played Duke, I think it was San Diego State when I was there.
Right.
I can't remember all the places I played them before, but I've had the opportunity, and that's what it is. I have an opportunity and the pleasure of going into Cameron. You know, man, that is a special experience.
Absolutely.
Just to say I coached there, you know, forget playing there.
Exactly.
I had a chance to coach there, and it was great. You know, it was got our tails, you know, kicked in. But that environment is on my resume, my mental resume,
absolutely.
You know. And I'm hoping that T-Mobile will provide an environment, and I'm pretty sure it will.
It's sold out. They announced it today. I think there's some standing room only tickets that might be available. But other than that, it
up and hide somewhere at the top.
Exactly.
They're exactly. up there, man.
Well, it is going to be a great environment. The game's at 2:15 on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 1:45 with Run and Rebel World. Take one more break. Come back with our final segment. You listen to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Cornerstone Steakhouse inside the Gold Coast Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
For up-to-date breaking news on your UNLV Rebels, there's no better source than UNLVRebels.com, the official website of UNLV Athletics. UNLVRebels.com provides detailed content and results on all your favorite Rebel teams, with innovative photos, live game, and coaches show broadcasts, and in-depth interviews about your Rebels. UNLVRebels.com is your complete online source for sports news when you just have to know. Go to the source. Go to UNLVRebels.com.
This is Chris Kroger, host of College Sports Now on TuneIn. Every Monday through Friday from 10 to noon Eastern, it's the college sports show for college sports fans. We'll keep you in the know all season long, coast to coast, with great guests. From the coaches who design the plays to the players who make them, and our insiders break down everything from practices all the way to the title game. From our insiders to your input, we've got you covered. College Sports Now, Monday through Friday, 10 until noon Eastern on TuneIn.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the 2-bedroom apartment you advertise. Is it still available?
Sure.
Great.
Unless you're black or Latino or disabled.
Housing discrimination is rarely this obvious, but it's just as real and just as illegal. So if you hear things like,
I can't assign you a handicapped parking space,
that could be housing discrimination. And the only way to stop it is to report it so we can investigate it. Visit hud.gov/fairhousing or call HUD's Housing Discrimination Hotline at 1-800-669-9777. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Back here at Cornerstone, beautiful new steakhouse inside the Gold Coast Hotel Casino. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and the head coach Marvin Menzies. Runner Rebels getting ready for Duke on Saturday. I love the way Coach Menzies put it. He says he can leave the historical stuff and the significance and all of that for the fans and for the historians and the writers and what have you, and go out and enjoy the challenge, enjoy the fun that will be that game. I think that's a great way to put it.
Yep. It's going to be our approach, and you know, I don't know, Rob, have you ever had any of those where those games where they're just bigger than the print?
Oh yeah. I mean, the USF game when we played.
Oh right.
I mean, before we couldn't wait till that day came,
right?
And that's when
they were number one.
Yeah, they were number one at the time, and we had a Michigan game, a Louisville game,
right?
Dr. Duncanstein.
There
were some games, man, that you sit there and you go, man, I can't wait, you know. And sometimes you don't even worry about losing. It's just like, I just want to play in this game.
Our guys are, I'm not going to have to motivate them.
I'm sure.
I'll save that for the other teams that are on our calendar. I might need a little motivation.
I think that's terrific. Coach, we have a question on our Twitter feed from Cameron. Cameron asking about Zion Morgan. Mm-hmm. Says that he seems to have the tools to eventually become an elite defender. And what are you looking for from Zion to improve, to have a chance to have an impact, whether it's this year or in the future?
Right. Good. Very good observation and question, because he hasn't had a chance to really play enough minutes for people to really see his full potential. You know, you can only play so many people in a game without getting outside of your coaching box, so to speak. So, you know, his lease is a little shorter, unfortunately. When you're that 9th, 10th, 11th guy, whatever it is, and you get 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minutes, you know, you're looked at differently. And so he does have to perform a little bit better under the microscope, but to continue to grow in which he's doing in practice is why he's even had a chance to do that. So just keep doing what he's doing and trust the process.
Last question, real quick. Sheck was limping a little bit as he came out of the Arizona State game. What's his status? What's his?
You know, a little bit better than last game. I don't know that he's a 25-30 minute guy yet, but he will play, and I don't know how many minutes we're going to kind of play that by ear a little bit.
All righty. We're done for tonight. We will be at T-Mobile Arena on Saturday. The Runner Rebels and the Blue Devils. Duke will be in town. We'll be on the air at 1:45 with the Runner Rebel warm-up at 2:15 with the tip. Next Marvin Menzies radio show is Tuesday night back at Bailiwick inside the Orleans. Really want to thank Dan Kortz back at our IMG Network studios for Sean, for Coach, for Robert. This is John saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday. Have a great evening, everybody.
You've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car. Tune in each week for more insight into your Runnin' Rebels. The Marvin Menzies Show is also brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located at the 215 in South Rainbow, MGM Resorts International, a proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, and Teacher of the Game, Findlay Acura, the new definition of luxury, NV Energy, proud sponsor of the Governor's Series, because we're fans too, and by Findlay Volkswagen Henderson and Findlay North Volkswagen Centennial Hills. The Marvin Menzies Show is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.